Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to...
And another thing.
My name is Maureen O'Connell.
I'm Emma Doran.
And this is the podcast where we contribute to, but not add value in any way to the conversation.
Not a sliver.
And don't you dare say that we do. There'd be fear of that. Look, she's just back from her holidays, lads.
Yeah.
Looking fine.
I know, that I'm a bit greasy now because, you know, I'm going to the gym later. But thoroughly enjoyed the holiday. Now... I was going to say full disclosure. It's not fucking full disclosure. I am not one of these people that gives people a rundown of my holiday. I'm on my fucking holidays.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you about the place I'm in.
Is there a little bit of, what if my house gets robbed at home while I'm away?
There's a little bit of that. There's a little bit of that. Like, best of luck to them. I don't know what the fuck they would take. Like, what would they take at the house?
All
what
of...
do they rob now? There's no cash. We've taken the laptops and all the things with us.
Imagine you came home and all of your green clothes were gone. What would you do?
I would actually be really upset about that. But I can't think of anything that they would actually rob in the house. But I still am a bit sketchy about, oh my God, you know what I did on holidays? Oh my God. So, this is pretty sad, but my new favourite app is Google Home, because we have the camera on our doorbell now. I'm on a fucking sun lounger and I get a notification, person... doorbell.
Ding dong.
It's a delivery.
Yeah.
And what do I say to him? I'm on the fucking sun lounger and I come in on the bike and I say, sorry, because you popped out in the green bin. And he goes, it's actually for your neighbour. And I was like, eh. He's like, I'll try someone else. I says, oh, thanks. Just can't come to the door. On the sun lounger.
I'm in Greece.
Oh, I got such a fucking buzz off that. That was the best part of the holiday. No, I had a great time. Had a great time.
Your eyes are, you're so excited about that piece of technology.
No, but it was like I pulled a fast one. Do you know what I mean? He doesn't know that I'm on a sun lounger in Kos. I could be there.
You can throw your voice across the continent at this stage, which is so nice.
It's so good.
When we go on holiday, whether it's at home
or
abroad, this has to do with technology as well.
Yes.
And Tommy Bo has disparaged me for this.
Okay.
We always bring our Fire Stick so as that I can watch me shows.
Okay, yeah, no, yeah.
Right? Okay, because he was like, what's wrong with you on holiday? Watching TV, the stick. I'm just like, what do you do at nighttime if you don't want to go out and you don't want to go on the beer? You've read all day long.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit there staring at him. You know, no. Dance for me, cowboy. So I bring that so as that I'm like, oh, will we pop on a movie? Have a movie night on holidays. I'm not insane, am I?
No, we watched The Big Prize Store with Chris O'Dowd on Apple.
Right.
Or is it Disney? But we watched that. Did we watch something else? But no, we had our like little evening show.
Because when I was in Italy last, there was a game show on at 6 o'clock every night.
Yeah.
And we got addicted to it the first night because it goes on for about an hour in Italian. And it was like a spelling show. And we made sure that we were home and getting ready at 6 o'clock every night in the holiday to catch the Italian game show.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there talking to him going, we need to bring this back to Ireland. This is amazing. I genuinely said it to a boss at work and they're like, game shows don't work in Ireland. We're not. It's not. No, no. I was like, but it's so good. But again,
yeah.
I'm sure there are people going, you're on your holidays. What are you doing turning on the TV?
My
hobby.
I'm totally on board with this. We were watching some German show. It was called Trampoline Die. And I was like, die? I was like, ooh, but that's that. I don't know. Anyway. Like, they do hardcore shows. But I loved it. Obviously, Tommy, it's different for him because he's an attractive person. So he probably gets away with just staring into the abyss, happy out. We need entertainment.
That is such a good point.
We need to be stimulated.
Yeah. He's a roid. He's married to a roid. That's,
yeah.
You know, you can stare at each other. The rest of us lonely mortals.
They're foreplays looking at each other. For some of us, we've got to work a bit harder. So we need a bit of a break now and then.
Got to bring the fire stick. Although I found on this holiday, we played cards all the time.
Yeah, I've done that before. I've done the poker with the sweets and the kids and stuff. And we didn't play cards this time at all.
Oh, I loved it. My mother arrived down, obviously, at the end of the holiday. And there'd been a pile of people staying in the house. And when she saw the cards out and asking what we're playing, because she's a card shark.
Yes.
And when I said, oh, we've been playing lives tournaments or switch or whatever you call it. And she was like, for money. Sorry? And she was like, well, what were you playing for? Are you playing for money? And when I said no, she was like, what's the point? I was like, what?
Oh, that generation are mad for the cards.
Mad.
They love them cards.
Oh, she started playing and she was like, lads,
I'm convinced
do you have coins?
A lot of
come on.
Those, you know, those bridge clubs were covers for drug cartels and money laundering because there was something going on in them. Wasn't there? There was something. Why are you going to bridge twice a week? You've got five kids. Not going to name the auntie, but you know who you are. Something going on.
You're talking about my mother and father.
Oh yeah, it was so...
6 nights a week they'd play cards.
What was that all about?
Get away from their family.
Yeah,
bye.
Yeah.
See ya.
Yeah.
But we had kids on this holiday. And I have to say, it made me completely switch off. Like, they weren't babies that were able to do, you know, play cards.
Yeah.
But you really do. You're like, oh, what do we do? Okay, we've got to get out of the house. Let's keep everyone entertained.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see it now. I'd say it's a nightmare, sort of the travelling and all that kind of stuff. But sure, we were only down the road and the youngest was 8. Brilliant fun. Great
perfect,
fun.
Perfect age.
Yeah.
Well, you see, I haven't really done that much travelling without kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when we booked the holiday, we were going out via Ryanair, but we were coming back Aer Lingus. We're like, Grant, you don't want to be coming back on Ryanair because you'll be fucked. But you'll go out with Ryanair if you have to.
Because you're excited.
Yeah.
You're Grant.
Oh, sure. We had two pukes. I was sitting beside Ella. Shane was sitting with the boys.
Yeah.
Because, you know, booked in, but there's five of us anyway, right?
But well done. Nicely situated there, the person who does the booking.
Oh, I thought I was very clever. Shane comes up to me. It's like, he's not feeling well. And I'm like looking around going, well, I'm not a doctor. Like, I'm like, why? He basically dumped the child with me. So Tommy's the first to get sick on the floor of the airport or of the plane. On the way over on the plane. Huke. I had.
Oh no.
Phew. Well, he's on me and we're trying to get up to go to the toilet, but you know the way people are always fucking about with their bags.
Oh no.
On the ground. So all the people around me were very nice. There was a couple of women who started giving me the old baby wipes. When in doubt, whip the baby wipes out. And I had the little plastic Ziploc thing that I'd had for my vape juice going over.
Oh, you love them.
Turned that like a glove and I start scooping up the sick from the ground. And the air hostess comes over and she's like, no, leave it. I'm like, no, clean it. She's like, no, leave it. You're not going to get it up. I was like, yeah, I'm getting it up. I don't know what came over me. Like I was taking pride in it or something. But then she put out this white powder.
Oh.
They don't have the sawdust anymore. They've got the white powder. Now, I don't know if this is just Ryanair, but they basically what she has, right? She's got this white powder and she throws that down. I assume that's to gather the moisture, right? Anyway, so it's white, the colour white powder. And she had, now, so Tommy's grand now. He's had his, you know, yeah. You know yourself, puke out, happy days.
And she'd just come from the bridge club. Plenty of white powder.
Yeah. They're putting the white powder. And then what they've given the staff and Ryanair, basically have given her an ice scraper. That's essentially what it is. And she's now scraping that up off the ground. So I'm kind of looking at her going, you may have left me alone with the Ziploc bag. That's what they give them.
But does it take everything up? Is it some magic powder that deodorizes and helps you scoop?
No, I couldn't. There wasn't a whack, but I mean, can you smell your own child sick to the extent that other people can? I don't know. Now, no one was throwing me filthies. There was a bit of that section of the plane then became like people were prepping for the long jump because I saw a lot of people hop over that chunk of the carpet. Then we just recovered from that. And then Shane delivers Joe up to me.
Oh my God.
And he says, Joe is sick.
So Shane, who had the two boys.
Yeah. Deposits them to me for the pigs. Yeah.
Unacceptable behaviour in 2023. Surely we're embracing a, like he is Knuff.
I know, but I think what it is within a couple, you both take on your roles.
Okay.
And I'm just better able for the puke. So I've dealt with the pukes and he's tidied up a lot of pukes, I would say.
Fair play. I actually totally get that.
Do you know what I mean?
Yep. Yep.
So, like...
Is Ella going, can I leave? Please. She's like, why am I stuck here? I didn't have these.
We made it to the bathroom with him. And I was like, do you think you feel okay now? And he's like, yeah, I think I feel grand. And I was like, fine. I was like, I'm just going to go to the toilet while we're here. And he's like, yeah. Then he finds out he needs to go and have a puke. He pukes into the sink. I don't know if you've ever gotten sick on a plane into the sink.
No.
Then chunks don't go down like your kitchen sink. I just scoop it out with my hand and put it in the toilet.
Because you'd already used your cling film pooper scooper.
Yeah.
With your hand.
But sure wouldn't go down. It's not a proper drain.
Parents.
Holidays. It's bad enough someone getting sick in a sink while you're sitting on the jack. But then just have to scoop the sick out. Bad. But it's grand. It's grand. Any parent will know. Yeah, grand.
Yeah. But I've said it, you know, A, you deserve medals for going through all of this. And B, why do you keep on popping them out once you know what's coming down the line?
Pop the fucking Pringles on the plane. I looked around, I saw them eating the Pringles. Do you know the little half tubs?
Who?
Joe and Tommy. Their dad had been buying them the Pringles. And I was like, I did suddenly think to myself, oh, I'm going to see them again. Do you know what I mean? I just knew.
And what I got to respect the other passengers. Because if
totally
you had...
Sound.
So sound.
Totally sound.
But you know if you're the sort of person that if you smell it, you got to start dealing it.
Oh, yeah, I know.
The fact there wasn't a cascade. I've never seen anyone get puke on an airplane before.
Neither had I.
So well done for that.
And I didn't get any on... there was no sick on the docks, so... I didn't really. But no, I have to say, all the people on the flight... over to Cass, we're all very sound.
So sound.
And one man said to me, he said, oh, it's tough being the mammy, isn't it? Which was lovely. But he said this while he was in the process of ordering another red wine. Do you know what I mean? I was like, you're Jared. You're fucking Jared. Stop rubbing it in my face.
And I say to that gentleman, well done, because
holiday.
He was like, I don't care. I don't want to smell the sick. I'm having another
you
wine.
You have seen people get sick on flights. You've just been too pissed to notice. This kid's thrown up all over the fucking plane.
I'm like, put him down near me, can't smell it, can't see it, don't care.
Don't care, yeah.
When you did get to Kos,
yes.
Wonderful, lovely Kos.
Yeah.
Great place in Greece. The docks took up most of the room then. So how were they paired with the bikini? Was it lovely?
I left the docks at home. I exposed the legs. I exposed the shoulders, the body.
Did you expose the feet?
The feet were exposed.
This is huge. And here is something that we have been building up to.
Yes.
So you, we talked about a couple of months back.
Yes.
How you were voluntarily getting yourself stabbed in the stomach.
Yes.
Because of the kind of the, what's the babies? Is that what it, it's? The stretch marks.
The stretch marks from a pregnancy.
Yeah.
There are certain type of stretch mark. Yeah.
So you were voluntarily. Now I have seen what's happened and I think it looks great. Like there was a marked difference.
Yes.
And it wasn't because you wanted to wear a bikini. You were like, I just want to do this for myself.
Yes, totally. Totally. Just for moi.
Yeah. Because you look at your body more than anyone else.
Every time you get in and out of that shower.
You're having an inspection. You're having a look. You see everything. Did you wear a bikini?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
But I did wear high-waisted shorts and like a crop top. Like a booby crop top. So I mean progress.
Like a teenager.
Like a teenager.
Dude.
But can't you just wear any old shite on holiday?
Anything. You pack the world and you wear the same thing every single day.
I wore a baseball cap the whole time.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We'll pay enough for our faces. No, thank you. No sun getting on this. I quite look like I've pseudocreamed myself. I'm like, sorry, what? What's that now? What?
Oh, yeah. The Factor 50. Shane uses Factor 20. Because he does get the tan, you see. So the sneaky little devil likes to get a little bit of sun damage, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm factor 50 all the way.
Yeah, you got to do that sort of a thing.
Yeah.
And you don't care what you wear on holidays.
No.
I always think that I'm going to. And I love the girls who put up their holiday outfits. But it's not for you.
It's not for me because oh, I just think, what kind of parallel universe are you living in? But why are you wearing heels? Why are you wearing heels? It's 30 degrees.
I know the heels, whatever about that. But I'm just so fascinated by like 30 women I have been watching this summer.
Yes.
Who've just been on a holiday. But they come home. They come, you know, whatever. I'm just fascinated. How do they put in hand luggage? Because they've got the most lovely clothes. Some are wearing dresses that you wouldn't wear to a ball. I'm like, this is amazing. I find it well done. Well done. Great work, Eddie, and thank you for keeping me thoroughly entertained.
But even like little old me, who basically wears, you know, an AirTex from 2004 and a pair of shorts, I still have like two pairs of sliders, a pair of flip-flops and runners. I'm like, Jesus Christ, this is too much footwear. But all these outfits have different footwear. I've looked and studied those fucking reels and they all have separate handbags to go with them.
Yeah. Wow.
If it doesn't go with the bum bag, I'm not wearing it, girls. I'm not bringing fucking handbags for nights out. No.
You're not going on nights out.
Yeah, but a lot of these people are people who is like, yeah, nuggets and chips for them and I'll have the carbonara. I'm not getting dressed up. I'm not getting dressed up for that.
No, you're not.
I'm sweating.
It's not your...
I'm sweating. When I'm not outside, I'm in my knickers and my bra in the fucking room.
They're wearing breathable materials. They have spent days online checking the linen and viscose and whatever bloody count that you're talking about. So is that they just look fresh. They look like they could be in the middle of the desert and they'd still look like they're Mr. Freeze.
Different earrings and different jewellery for different nights.
It's
like this is just a world that I know nothing of. If I was on my own, maybe. But I'm going around a Ziploc bag trying to catch puke. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I don't think that, you know, ministers in their ministry put as much effort in as some of the women on these holidays.
But then I suppose for them, it's part of the holiday experience as well.
Yes. Some people love getting dressed up.
See, I like that. I like the part of the holiday where I can walk around like I've fallen out of a bin and not feel any guilt about it.
Mm. Mm.
Do you know?
Yeah. Brings me back to my 6 year holiday days. You know?
That's what I want though.
When you're like one denim skirt.
Wouldn't wear a scrap of makeup. Not a scrap.
You wouldn't wear a scrap of makeup.
Didn't wear a scrap of makeup the whole week.
Yeah, that's the holiday.
Yeah.
Enjoying yourself.
That's the holiday to me.
That's what you enjoy.
Yeah.
And then other people enjoy the 5-star experience. They could be staying in an absolute hovel, but will they go and take the pictures out someplace that's whitewashed and looks amazing? Yes, they will, because they are dedicated to the cause.
Yeah, they are dedicated.
It's a lifestyle choice. They are not picking puke with their hands out of a Ryanair carpet. And if they were, they'd have the right earrings for it. So it would look even better.
It's true, isn't it? I'm just...
Apart from that experience, did you get involved in any other way? You had a tummy issue yourself.
I had a bit of a dicky old tum-tum and I wasn't prepared to blame it on the fish. I said, oh, well, I met a Mike Barris the other day. She made the good point about ice. You shouldn't get ice in places because they fill the ice tray up with tap water. That could have been a... I was like, God, I never thought of that. And I went home. They're like, right, so you think a big fucking resort is filling a whole lot of ice trays? They're going and buying bags of fucking ice, you think? They're like, just give it over. It was the fucking fish, Emma. I was like, it wasn't the fish, though. It wasn't the fish. It wasn't the fish.
But hold on. They've got they would have an ice-making machine and that would be plugged into the water supply, right?
Maybe.
So you're probably
what I
right. hope.
So I had a bit of a dicky tum. Of course, look, for anyone who grew up in the 90s, there's always that part of your brain that thinks deadly. Look every the holiday rate, which is terrible.
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 But we've been programmed that way. We've
been programmed.
I don't know what it was on.
It's terrible, isn't it?
What was that in that it was like, I think it was a program or some comedy show or a comedian who was just like, bit of gastro. Nice one. Just before I've got a wedding coming up.
Yeah.
Could do with a bit of gastro this week.
Isn't it terrible?
It is terrible. That's not the way.
But it did cross my mind as I lay on the bathroom floor.
Were you? Was it just the whole horrible holiday experience?
Do you know what? I could lie, and I have lied to other people, and I've said... They've said, oh, what way were you, like, what way were you sick? And I just go puking.
Both ends.
Only one.
And you were in a room.
I just wore a towel around my lower half for 12 hours.
Reality. Reality.
Well, we soldiered on.
And some of those.
Had a shower and went out again that day then.
And I bet you some of those women that put the effort in, they'd have a diarrhea outfit as well. So there you go.
It would have been kind of abrupt then, you know what I mean? On the Thursday, like on the reel of the outfits. I do like the hand-clappy thing with Shane. And then come the Thursday, I'm just in a fucking bra and a towel looking fucking.
I would so watch that. That would be amazing.
As I hold my arse instead of clapping those hands or something.
Clap your can't. And then next thing, it would be something else.
Christ. You think you're going to die, though, you do.
Because that's something that, it just happened. You got kids in the room. You got your fella in the room. We're all in this together now,
everyone,
lads.
No, that's it. Everyone knew about it.
Yeah,
I was like, yeah, my bum was getting sick. I was like, but everyone has to know.
It's a reality. It's what happens.
Or should I have kept it?
Well, I was...
Because I didn't need to say it on the podcast, but...
I had been wondering this week, when you realise, if you are in a relationship, when you realise that you have gotten so comfortable with each other that anything can happen.
Oh, yeah.
Because we were going out on holidays.
Yes.
I was wearing heels.
Okay.
Didn't make a reel about it. But I wish I had now, just to piss you off. I was kind of like, I was going, do you have a razor? Because I laser everything now.
Yeah.
I never have a razor with me. But I don't laser under my arms.
Okay.
And I hadn't been paying attention to it. I've been in the sea every day, but just not paying any attention. Because you're on holidays.
Yeah.
But we were going to be in public and, you know, I had a t-shirt on, a sleeveless t-shirt.
Yeah.
And I was like, can I get away with this? You know, I was having him inspect. Can I get away with that? And he went, oh, you could, but can I just... And he said, hold on a second. And then he went and got the electric razor.
And he shaved.
Yes. Okay, your face makes me think that it was wrong. But it was a I'm still don't have any hair. It's days later.
I don't know what it is. There's something about a man shaving a woman that fucking turns my stomach.
Make way for the loo. She needs to go back
on
the loo.
I don't know what it is. It was definitely in something.
Well,
it wasn't in some movie where
Samantha got, she got the in Sex and the City, she had the lightning strike shaved into her pubes.
Yes.
From your man in the massage parlor. And then all these women take off their towels and they all have the lightning bolt.
So he shaved you.
He took out his electric razor and he just said, let me see if this works. And he was like, are you freaked out? Like, is this, will this hurt you? And I said, I'm assuming not. It's my armpit. And then he just went, oh yeah. And then I moved my hand back at that and he was like, oh, look at that. And it all came off and he felt very satisfied and I felt satisfied.
So is he going to start shaving your pits every day?
I don't think so. We don't have the time for that. But it was a job well done.
What if he asks? Now, what if he asks, can I shave them?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
That would have no, I would have no issue with that whatsoever.
I don't know.
So is that too close for you now?
Now, for me personally, I don't know what it is about men shaving women. It just makes me feel a slight bit ill. But then if I have something on my body that I can't see, that is a wart or a boil or a blemish or something, I will obviously say to Shane, here, have a look at this. That's kind of for me when you know it's over. When you start, like when you think you've got like a boil or a fucking something on your hole or wherever, and you're like, have a look at this. What do you make of that?
What do you mean over? Do you mean romance is over or that ye have crossed this line of we are so...
I think you've crossed a line. I don't think that romance is over, but you've crossed a line where anything goes now.
This reminds me of, can you remember that ad? Was it for McDonald's or something?
Mm-hmm.
You've seen me bleach my facial hair, or is it tampons where they're out and about and she sees her ex-boyfriend and there's this whole song that goes on in the woman's head.
Oh, I don't remember this at all.
Oh my God, what was the ad for? And she's singing the song and then it goes back to a remembrance of him seeing her bleach her facial hair.
Okay.
And them shopping and arguing or whatever, uncomfortable moments or in their relationship, and now they're exes and she's embarrassed at like, oh my God, we did all that stuff together and now we're not together anymore.
Oh yeah.
This is really, 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 really embarrassing.
Yes, I suppose that level of intimacy, like sex is sex and it depends on what it means to you at the time. But that level of intimacy can't be faked.
No, and it can't be forgotten. You've seen me bleach my facial hair. If anyone knows what that is, please do get in contact. I'm going to get us an email address at some stage because it was a very famous ad and one that made me laugh a lot. But
yeah.
But that line of being very comfortable with someone.
Yes.
And crossing it. I think that's lovely.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Do you mean just romantically now, or like in friendships, or... everything
in friendships? But I never getting to that point with someone that you sleep with,
it's different. Yeah, too.
I never thought that would be a thing. I remember watching movies years ago and the big deal when Carrie farted in front of Big And it a whole episode was about it. You know, I farted and he hates me now and all this. And now I'm thinking of that going, what? When you realise into it, what's a big deal? But at the start, the first fart is something that is embarrassing. I did ask people.
Oh, yeah.
To share their shame. What's the theme tune?
It's different every time I think of it. I can't keep a jingle in my head at all.
Go on.
Share your shame, and give us your shame, and we'll share it. That's grand, isn't it?
We're going to share it. Like this one, and I don't feel alone now. I let down their hair grow too long for a normal shave, so he trimmed it for me with his beard shaver. Broke both my arms, so he became my hands. He shaved my pits and all. Hello to my fellow pitter.
That's fine. Or I wouldn't even mind somebody shaving their pubes in front of their fellow while they were chatting.
But he shaved her pubes.
Yeah, with the broken arms, fine. But if you're fully abled, no.
Yeah, but that person wasn't. She says that she just, one person, there were two different ones.
Yeah.
I let the hair down.
The first one.
Yeah, I let the hair down there grow too long for a normal shave, so he trimmed it for me.
Why is he trimming it though? Just, yeah, take his razor.
Because with a beard shaver, you know, we're only women. We mightn't be able to understand the on-off button. Maybe he thought, I'm just going to do this for you.
Do you know why I think I don't like men shaving women is that because, let's face it, the fact that women shave, that we shave ourselves is all about, like, the male gaze. We can say that it's more comfortable and that we don't like the hair being there, but it's all built into the male gaze. So I think, to me, when a man shaves a woman, it's just shoving it into my face so much. How much we are conditioned by the patriarchy.
No argument with that whatsoever. Completely and utterly agree with you. This is...
And I'm well aware I'm fully on board with the whole thing as well.
Yeah.
But it's just like a step too... The mirror is just up too close. I'm honestly trying to remember though if it has happened me. I'm sure it has, like. I'm sure he's shaved me. I just can't remember. Sure. When you first get together, you do all sorts of mad shit. Like, let's do this and see if this is sexy.
Surely there's something you'd remember that if he'd said, we're going to have a bath and I'll shave
years.
Your legs.
You'd be surprised what you'd forget.
Really?
Ah, yeah.
Let's get to some other share your shames. Okay. I kissed his armpit.
Yeah, it's okay.
When I lost control of my bowels after a C-section in the hospital bed, the husband cleaned it up. Fair play.
You're in it then. That's it. You're in it for the long haul now. Aren't you? You're in it.
You've had a baby.
You've had a baby. Yeah.
Like, just had a C-section?
Yeah.
No, what you going to do?
What you going to do?
The embarrassment of a nurse coming in and someone else having to clean that up and him going, I'll do it. Do you know what I have? I've got some magic Ryanair white powder. Boom. Let's get it done. This person said in so many caps locks, please be anonymous. Of course, all of this is always anonymous.
Always. When I don't even know who the people are.
No.
So I can't even tell anyone.
When he helped me insert a thrush tablet.
Oh, that's fine.
That's part of the job.
Part of the job, yeah.
If you can't do it yourself and sometimes you're a bit squeamish about things like that.
Yeah.
They look under that hood. They know more than you know.
That's fine. That's fine. If you got it from having sex together, they're kind of short anyway. Yeah.
They should be fixing the problem.
Yeah.
They broke the motor. They fixed the motor. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I applied pseudocream to his arse crack. He just run a marathon. The chafing. The things I saw.
The arse crack. Like into the hole.
Mm-hmm.
Like cheeks pulled apart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do you know what? I kind of like shit like that though, because I love playing nurse. I just don't like, I'm kind of a bit more sketchy about people playing nurse on me. Like, I get something out of it, like playing nurse.
Oh, do you now?
Yeah, do. Totally do.
Oh.
Yeah. I think it's a control thing.
Then why not play doctor? They're the ones who think they have all the control. But it's really the nurses who have all the control.
It's really the nurses.
We know it's the nurses.
Yeah.
So many messages about people checking Like when I checked his bum for piles, when he asked me to use a magnifying glass, bent over and asked me to check up his bum hole for piles.
Yeah.
I cannot tell you the amount of messages.
Checking for piles.
About checking for piles. One, yeah. He said he put Anusol on me. He is a doctor, though. Very handy. Because I do find we would know nurses, like our moms being nurses.
Yes.
My sister's a nurse and I know loads and loads of nurses and they do everything.
Yeah.
Like people will be dropping down their kids and their parents and just going fix them there.
Yeah.
And the nurses do everything. Like they, my friends used to go a lot. I'd be like, call into mom. She might know what to do. And she'd be like, okay. And she'd be telling everyone how to pop a
suppository.
She's like, okay, take the child. Boom.
I know.
They'd pop in 2 seconds. What's wrong with you? It takes two. Just do it. Done, done, done. And mother's quaking and crying because they'd never done it before.
Yeah. And there was a period of time that every time I passed my mother's doorstep, I was dropping my trousers to show her some new fucking ailment all the time. Like, honestly. But I was like, she's a nurse. It's grand.
She is a nurse. That's it. How about this? He syringed breast milk out of my nipple. Yes, he basically milked me.
Yeah, well, I suppose if you think about it a bit too much, if he licked his finger after.
Oh! You wouldn't want to be wasting it.
I think it's fine for him to syringe your breast milk, but don't maybe not overthink that he's milking you, I think.
Yeah. But I do love that you put it that way, because now I can just see a caricature artist just being like, so someone here said waxing slash shaving each other and then goes on to say period sex.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then the message directly after this that I received says having sex without a shower that day. Okay, I'm worried if I'm, am I living a sheltered life? Is that, are you meant to shower before you have sex?
No.
No, if you wake up in the morning...
No. Mate, as far as I'm concerned, the only rule always is you've got to pee after.
Yes. For anyone who's listening who doesn't know that, if you're getting a bunch of UTIs.
Yeah. I mean, that's the only rule as far as I'm aware of.
I didn't know about the shower thing.
No, fuck that.
Have a shower after sex or is that just my Catholic... Depends on
what time it is. Like, have I got time?
Mm-hmm. When I was having trouble closing the buttons on the undercarriage of my Spanx bodysuit.
Yes.
So wholesome and beautiful.
God, yeah.
Isn't it?
Oh, fine, sir. I thought something was going to happen, like he was going to close it and he was going to pinch something. No,
no.
No, that's fine. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think that's lovely. How do you feel about when I was annoyed he wouldn't let me squeeze a spot on his arse?
I'd be devastated.
That he wouldn't let you?
Yeah. Okay, you won't let me meet your family, fine, but you better let me deal with that spot. That's how I would honestly feel about it.
I want to say to every person...
Is that not one of the perks? Like?
Of any gender who got in contact, because it was all sorts. Like lots of fellas getting in contact about this going, oh, the spot's on the back.
Yes!
Getting to squeeze the spot on the back, because that's always a good spot.
We are chimps. We need to groom each other.
Mm-hmm. When I asked him to tweezer a random long hair that pops out of nowhere on my lower back, that's it.
Yeah, that's a good one too.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good one.
Is it tweeze or tweezer? When I asked him to tweezer. Tweezer is the noun.
I asked him to tweeze a hair.
And I asked him to tweeze is the verb?
I suppose you're making the tweezer into... It's kind of, is this like a bit of a Hoover thing?
And vacuum? No, I'm just, but when I asked him to tweezer a random hair,
I think you could get away with just saying, ask him to tweeze.
Yeah.
Tweezer is the brand.
Yeah, but it's also, you would say, take the brand out of it, keep it lowercase. It is a tweezer.
Yeah.
Or it's a tweezers. Oh God, is it plural or is it singular? Tweezers. Tweezer. Lads, is it Florida?
Let's
is
just
singular?
Focus on he's tweezing a hair out of her fucking back fur. And you want to get into it. Was it a tweezer or tweezer?
I'm just wondering. There was an awful lot about two things that I think are the start of a very serious relationship when you're very comfortable with each other. And it is people farting around each other.
Yeah.
One was, I'm lactose intolerant and I had dairy. Naturally, I farted. And he says, Jesus, I can taste it. The romance died.
Oh my God.
When a man says that.
Yeah, it's a tough one because I think we've all been there when you start a new relationship and for the first couple of months you're like, okay, well, I've got self-induced IBS. That's great. Like, you can't, you're like trying to plan your shits so much. And you're like, we could go away for the night, but when am I going to shit? Is there somewhere I can go 2 miles down the road in a secluded fucking tent to push out a poo quickly?
Quickly?
Like, it's torturous.
I just have to go out. How are you going out? I need to get milk.
Oh, yeah.
There's loads of milk in there.
Gallons of the stuff I used to buy.
I got your milk today. Yeah. It's not the right milk. It's your low fat that you drink all the time. No, I want almond. Oh, I got almond milk today. It's not the right almond milk. This almond has a little bit of oat in it. Oh, sure, listen, let's just mix the oat milk with the almond. You're like, oh my God.
Oh, I need to do a shit. I need to do a shit in peace. I need pure silence for my shits. Don't look at me.
So the amount of, and I know this person who sent this one in, when he wanted to smell my poos.
Oh my God. Fuck off. Now, I did have a friend who, when she had this, she used to bring a spray with her.
The poo-pourri.
I think it was before, they've been a few with different names, but she said basically, she had a system. She'd put it into the toilet while she pooed. She'd spray. So poop, spray, poop, spray. And then she'd spray into the bowl.
Yeah.
Then she'd flush.
Yeah.
And that was her system, and then do an L spray of the thing.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, she was kind of like, that's how she dealt with it on her own head. But it was just the whole, when she went through the whole system of the poo spray, poo and all, I was like, I think you just got to own up that you've got bodily functions, like, unless it's an absolute crime scene.
I know someone who doesn't go anywhere without the poopery. Anywhere. And she has her system. And it's like a sandwich. So you start,
you know what? Look, this is the deal. You know when you, look, nobody wants to be doing a poo in a public toilet. We can all agree on that.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody wants to be doing it. Yeah. But if you end up getting caught short and you do one and you come out of that cubicle and there's somebody there, you just got to fucking own it. You have to do that thing of head held high and you look back as if, you don't say anything. Don't say something like, oh, the person before me. That's people know then it was you. You gotta hold your head up high, walk out of the cubicle, and you give a look back as in like these toilets, like, please, you know what I mean? And what I like to do sometimes is if it's been me who's defecated in that toilet and I wanna try and get away with it not being me, is I'll get a little bit of tissue as I leave the cubicle and I'll kind of just like dab that up to my nose as if like I've had to struggle through the smell of
Oh my god. Like, Emma Doran is not taking one for the team. If you are still outside that toilet and she comes out with that and you were in before her, you're going, fucker is lying.
I'm
J'accuse.
I'm like semi-professional at that at this stage because if you're doing comedy, gigging around Dublin, I've shit everywhere. Like, I've gone everywhere. I've gone like for so many panic poos around this city. It just has to be done. I'm not going to own it. No way.
No, you have.
Panic poo reeks as well.
But do you also.
Proper reeks.
But do you also, as the person who's walking in.
It depends if I like the look of the person. Sometimes if I like the look of the person, I pretend that I've no sense of smell. If I feel like the person is a bit scorpy with me, obviously because they've just done a big shit, that's why they're being scorpy, I'll throw them a look.
I think.
I make a snap decision in that moment.
There has to be a bit of understanding. But if you're walking in afterwards and if that person has not used an available toilet brush or cleaned after themselves.
Even if you've got to do it with your bare hands, I'm sorry, you've got to clean. It's just the whack, it's just the smell. Oh, if they haven't cleaned, they need to be arrested.
How many cling film bags do you bring around with you?
No, you've got to clean toilet. That's just yeah, against the rules.
You do. There's so many. I'm not going to go through them all about like farts and poo.
Yeah,
and all,
they, it's all bodily. It's all bodily functions. Isn't yeah, it? A lot of it.
But these are sort of times that you really realize, okay, we are comfortable with each other.
Well, yeah, because you're both. You're like. You're obviously still a couple or whatever, but you're moving into that zone of like family, really, aren't you?
Family. New phase. Yeah. And it's a beautiful thing.
It is. It is. It
doesn't smell for that long. You'll be fine. But someone said here, the toilet door is constantly open because of having two small children.
Yes, I totally relate to this.
Right. So we had loads of small kids around the house because mum was a childminder when I was small. Mm. I cannot remember once walking in, and I hear of it all the time now, yeah, once walking in on my mother or father in the bathroom, ever. Like, whether it was just this is alone time or we knew not to go in, they clearly locked the door and didn't care if I fell down the stairs or something. Like, yeah, I can never remember that. I do remember once walking in on my friend's mother, and she was sitting on the toilet bowl like she was A.C. Slater out of Saved by the Bell. You know, the way he used to always sit back to front.
Backwards.
With the yeah, so he'd be, his arms be resting on the back of the chair.
Oh,
right?
God.
And I was like,
she's in labour.
I genuinely was like, what have I just seen? What's going on? My brain did not compute it for many, many, many years because I couldn't go back to the house ever again, clearly.
Oh, no, of course.
Years later, I went into a toilet in France or something.
Yeah.
And I went, oh, it was a bidet.
So you went around thinking for years that her ma had like two arseholes or something.
She was, yeah.
She was either having sex with the toilet or she had two arseholes. Something was gone awry.
She was having a fun time on the bidet.
Oh my God.
I knew. I was like, am I getting this? She was sitting like A.C. Slater on the bidet.
I mean, okay, you know, good for you. But like, the play day? The play date, like,
yeah, yeah, and
she's like, sorry, this is when I masturbate,
and door not locked, just walked in, could not go back to that house.
I have a half day on a Friday, he's gonna be home soon. Sorry, girls.
And every time I hear that song, bidet, 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 that's
Christ
all I think
almighty
of.
Woo! No, I'm terrible at not locking the bathroom door.
But is that a conscious decision? Because I hear about, oh, the kids are always coming in when I go to the toilet.
It's a habit because I grew up in a house where we didn't have locks on doors because my parents didn't want anyone getting trapped in. So then what would happen is I go to other people's houses and I say, would you wait outside the bathroom and go to the toilet? They're like, just lock the fucking door, Emma. And I was so afraid of locking doors that I couldn't lock doors. Then I did get trapped in the toilet before, in my friend Laura's house, but I was incredibly stoned at the time and I was so fucking panicked. It was scary and I thought they were all playing a joke on me and I thought people were outside the door and I was like shouting at them and then I figured out the lock and there was no one there and they were just like, what took you so long? I was like, nothing. So I have to force myself to lock doors all the time in my own house. So loads of time people open the bathroom door and I go, I'm in here. They're like, okay, we'll lock the door.
You are that person.
I'm that person. And I leave the bathroom door unlocked when I'm having a shower in case anyone has to nip me in for an emergency wee. There's two toilets in the house. Like, there's no need. Yeah.
So do you...
I'm the only one that in like our house now that does this.
So you'd be fine having a shower and Shane nipping in?
Yeah, if you nipped in to go to the toilet, I've no problem. I've no problem with anyone going to the toilet. Not a number two. Are you joking? He doesn't do poos. Neither do I. That's the way it's going to be forever. Well, Shane's never done a poo in his life. How bloody dare you? Do you think I'd have kids with a man who has poos? Are you joking me? No way.
That's why he's so laid back. And
he doesn't poo. He doesn't poo. He doesn't have an anus. And neither do I. And it's fine.
Not according to the stories you've told me over the years.
No, not a number two. That's terrible. That's abuse.
Not having number two while you're in the toilet. Well, you're in the same room.
Well, I'm the shower. Oh, God, no. It's nothing got to do with me.
Okay. Because a lot of people do that.
No.
No.
Disgusting.
Was heavily pregnant on our first and having really bad cramps. He came into the bathroom mid-poo to rub my back. I thought that was
a pregnancy
so sweet.
Yeah, a pregnancy poo is different because that's not a real poo.
But okay. Because I read that and I actually went, oh.
No, that is sweet.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because that's the beginning of your body taking over. She's not in control of her body now anymore.
Oh.
So that is nice.
I thought that's so lovely.
Yeah, no, that is nice.
Okay, thanks. That was really
but
nice.
But like, don't be like telling us, like every time you meet up at Christmas, don't tell us the story. You know what I mean?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Don't tell us about how you rubbed your back when you were doing it about...
Ah, she's not now. I think that person, yeah. Thank you very much for letting us
in on
that.
No, that's nice.
That's wonderful, because we want to be a place where you can just let those little things out that you've always wanted to say and you've got no one to say them to.
Yeah.
Because you probably have someone
you
in
can't,
your group.
But what I'm saying is you can't say to the Christmas party.
No.
Do you know?
But you also probably have someone in your group like Emma Doran who's incredibly judgmental and will look at you in the wrong way.
No, I think that's
and
lovely.
Make you reevaluate all of your life choices. Okay. We're about to end up. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
A lot of people, when he started doing the sanitary pad and tampon run, big part of a relationship.
Oh yeah, it has to be, yeah.
The call for green, yellow, orange. I don't understand their system. What's happening? Mayday, mayday, mayday.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think that's important that everyone get on board with that.
Yeah. And the first like tampon run when they buy them all, they come home with the compact and the normal and the pearl and that you're just like, okay. But how are they meant to know?
Yeah, how are they meant to know? How would they know? No, I have no problem with any of that stuff.
No, I do think that tampons make a lot of money on new relationships. They're like, yes, he's going to start doing the tampon run soon and he's going to buy them all.
Do you think, that's what it is?
If you can't,
there has to be an element to that, yeah.
If you can't get a hold of the tamponee, the tamponer is going to
buy everything
in case they get it wrong.
Yeah, you would, wouldn't you?
Yeah, because that person is at home, two sops in.
Yeah.
You're also on the chocolate run and they've got, like they have the hot water bottle going and if they can't reach that mobile phone, they're not reaching that mobile phone. They probably don't want to talk to anyone.
You would just buy everything, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm. He gets me to smell his clothes to see if they need to be washed.
Absolutely fine. I was speaking as the stinky person in the relationship, absolutely fine. Absolutely fun. Constantly get him to smell me to see if I stink.
I'm just laughing because I found myself, you know, if I pick up his clothes, that's fine.
Well, he
naturally do it.
Yeah, well, I don't do it with his clothes because he doesn't smell. He's one of these freaks. But I get him to sniff me all the time. I'm like, oh, what you reckon? Would I get away with that?
And then he's like, no, but I'd like to shave your underarm hair there. And how about, we'll end on this one. When the baby oil for waxing my legs disappeared from the shower... And I found it on his locker.
Do you know what? If it had been used as lube between the two of us, I'd have absolutely no problem.
No.
But if it's his own personal lube, I'm getting pissed off.
What was he thinking?
I want to know nothing of that world.
No. What was he? And he took it from the shower. Just leave it there and get away with doing what you need to do. Why is he taking it from the shower? Because he was so lazy he needed to lie down. Wow.
I feel like your partner masturbating is kind of like the way you feel about your parents having sex. You know it must have happened, but you don't need to know about it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That's a weird time.
So he nicked the baby oil.
From the shower.
That one pissed me off.
But they're in it now. That's all I'm saying. They
even
are,
though it shouldn't.
But they're in it. They are that is a relationship.
I know, but sure, look, a wank is different to a ride. Sometimes you just want a wank, don't you? Isn't that true though? It is. Say it.
And this is where we're leaving the podcast, by the way. Is that
I'm
is
just
that
saying?
Another clean episode.
Sometimes if you're going to, you know, you're going to a wedding, I don't always want to get my hair professionally done. Sometimes I want to just do it myself. I know it's not going to look as pretty, but it's quicker. It's quicker. It's more convenient. I don't have to talk to people. Just do it myself.
We're going to be live in Cork this Sunday.
This Sunday. What date is that now?
The 27th.
27th. That's what I thought.
26th. That one is sold out. We're also going to be in the London Irish Centre.
London Irish Centre. This is very exciting, isn't it? It's like podcast on tour.
We're doing the London Irish Centre on Friday, the 13th of October. You can get tickets on London Irish Centre, of course, and we'll put the tickets up online as well.
And other news.
Yeah.
Another little bit of news.
Yeah.
We are up for a Stellar Award.
Oh my God, we are.
Yeah. Best podcast.
There we go.
So, I have been to the Stellar Awards the last few years.
I've never been invited.
I have been in the category of comedian before, and I've been nominated.
Yeah.
So I think I've been nominated as comedian of the year twice and haven't won.
Yeah.
So this year I'm going back and I'm up for a podcast and I'm not going to win again.
Comedian?
No.
What? They didn't give you both?
No, I don't think they are doing like comedians. I think they're doing like Insta online stars. Like, gotcha. You know what I mean? Which is fair enough. They're not doing like stand-up comedians or whatever, which is fine.
So I assume we're up against Vogue and Joanne.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, great. So are we going?
I think, look, we'll go. If the girls want to send us their speech, we'll read it out for you. That's what we could do. But we're going to go. But vote for us.
I have been Maureen O'Connell.
I've been Emma Dorn.
And this was...
And another thing.
Part of the Acast Network.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to Quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.